You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
And good morning. We're back to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined in the studio by my good friends, Todd Youngblood and Carol Flammer. Good morning, guys. How are you?
I am outstanding as usual.
Are we ready for another big show?
Absolutely. We are ready.
Well, let's get to it. I am really excited to welcome Scott Payne, who is the VP of Sales and Marketing for KM Homes. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Thank you, Todd.
Before we get into it, why don't you take a few minutes and just walk us through a little about who you are, your background, and the work that you're doing for KM Homes.
All right. Well, Todd, I've been in real estate for somewhere over 20 years now. I quit keeping tabs. It goes back so far. But kind of grew up in real estate. My dad was a builder and a developer. Went to the University of Georgia, studied real estate. So the lineage was there for that. Got out of college and worked in the family business for a brief period of time, but have spent the majority of my time in real estate and sales and marketing. So while I started in construction and operations, spent about 6 years there, went into sales and marketing in 1998. Have done a lot of different things for a lot of different builders, worn a lot of different hats in operations, land acquisition and development. I am now at KM Homes and am Vice President of Sales and Marketing, as you mentioned.
And KM Homes, I know you've shared with me that KM had record sales in October. What do you attribute that to?
Well, it did. It was an excellent month, so I appreciate you bringing that up. A lot of things, I think, came together for us. You know, we really started seeing indicators that that the market could pick up in the fall, back in the summer. And it's a confluence of things, right? The affordability is outstanding right now. If you look at both pricing in real estate and interest rates together, the buying power is outstanding. And really, in the places where people are buying homes, supply from a new home perspective is really dried up. In the places where we can provide new homes that are energy efficient, designed for the way that people live today, it has been good.
Scott, you talked about having worn a lot of hats in this business. Why have you landed in the marketing piece of it? Why are you doing what you're doing now?
It's an interesting story, but you know, as I said, I started in operations and just really had a desire to branch out. So being on the construction side gave me one skill set. I wanted to really broaden my horizons, so decided to give it a spin in sales. And once I got into sales, really determined that that's where my passion in the business was.
So, Scott, I know, you know, there's less competition in the new home arena and there's less homes in the hot markets. But what is KM doing differently to really distance themselves from the competitors?
Well, a couple of things, Carol. I think, you know, right now, if you look at the market, generally speaking, it's dominated by resale. And in the places where people really want to be, we have seen that supply of new homes dry up. So, you know, traditionally in the Atlanta market, new home sales have been about 50% of the market. And in places like North Fulton and South Forsyth, where the majority of our communities are, new home sales are as little as 10% in some of those submarkets. So there is, when people go out and look at the homes that are foreclosed on, or, you know, inventory that's distressed, it's hard to know exactly what you're going to get. So that contributes a lot to the success of new home sales, generally speaking, both for us and our competitors. For us, however, as a company, we've really been able to focus on what people want in their homes, and we've got flexibility because of the size of the company that we are. So I've got myself, all of our builders in the field, our agents in the field, our team inside the office, our key managers have been in the business a long, long time. And so we're really able to leverage that experience all the way down to the consumer level. So for example, where a national builder might not be as flexible in how they look at each individual sale or make custom changes for someone, we will. And we'll consider anything that the consumer wants. So we've really looked at how consumers live today, tried to incorporate those features into our homes regardless of price point. And I think a lot of builders have determined that if they segment those things, that they're only going to provide some of those custom features in the upper end, right? But for us, we really try to make sure that we look at every sale, listen to the voice of the consumer, and do some of those things that they want.
Yeah, now, Scott, KM is a family business, as I understand it. What impact does that have on what you're talking about here and the quality and the differentiation that you bring to the market?
Well, it does. So the person that is at the head of the company sits about 15 feet from me. So that has its positives and its negatives, no question about that. But, you know, we walk up and down the hall and make decisions as a team. So I've got the ear of the boss. He certainly empowers us and gives us the ability to make decisions at that consumer level and to do the things that are right for the customer and best for our business.
Okay, we'll be back with KM Homes' Scott Payne after this commercial break.
When was the last time you picked up a phone book? 95% of customers go straight to the internet to search for products and services. Will they find you if they don't know your company's name? Start an effective search engine optimization program today. Call M Relevance at 770-383-3360 or visit mrelevance.com.
Okay, we're back with Scott Payne with KM Homes.
So you've mentioned that KM is doing a lot to build what buyers are looking for in today's, you know, homes in today's market. What are the top three things that buyers are really unwavering on that they're looking for in homes?
Well, I think some of it is just the flexibility itself. So, you know, if they've got a specific need, we try to accommodate whatever those specific needs might be. All right, it could be, you know, familial or cultural, whatever it is. But if you look at it in terms of features, I think that right now a way to create a mudroom type entrance is important. Right, so when people come in from practice or they come in from school, they want a place to drop their book bags or drop their cleats or their pads without having to bring that all the way into the house and you know, do that in the kitchen. And so we've looked for ways to try to design those types of entrances into the home. Another thing is what we would call a planning center, which is the ability to have kind of an office that's set aside outside of what might be your home office or your study to do homework, for mom to sit down and to do bills or for dad to look at financials and for the kids to sit down and, you know, do their homework or whatever they come home with. So those are a couple of the things that we do. And then probably the last thing is, which we've had a lot of success with, is we're finishing basements now. And that can take a number of different forms, right? Everybody has a different thing that they want in their basement, and we'll sit down and we'll custom design each one of those individually.
Now, Scott, it's interesting. I've locked a lot of the features that you talked about as I reflect back when my kids were kids. Talk a little bit to my demographic. You see the color of my hair here. My kids are grown and gone. What kind of things, in terms of the flexibility that you've mentioned a couple of times, to fit somebody like me?
So Todd, you're 32. What's your?
I just celebrated the second anniversary of my 28th birthday.
All right, good. Well, Todd, yeah, that's a good question too. And in fact, we have a neighborhood that is really age targeted. It's not age restricted per se, but we have floor plans that are master downs and ranch plans, and it's largely an empty nester community. And so in cases like that, we try to understand not only how those consumers are living today, but how they're going to live over the next 10 to 15 years as they age. And so we look at things like making sure that the furnaces, rather than being in the attic or at a place where they're accessible at ground level, right, so they can get
Thank
there
you.
And change those filters and things like that. And we try to make sure that, you know, as we look at kitchen designs, do they have pull-out drawers and things like that so you don't have to get on your hands and knees to get pots out of the back of them. We look at knee spaces underneath sinks, for instance, so that, you know, at some point in the future, if you need access that way, that you can roll in or out. And then we also, again, we listen to the voice of our consumers. So if someone comes in, they have a specific need about a bathroom design, or they feel like they're going to have special needs, or they have health issues, that we can take care of those things on a one-by-one basis too.
Looking at your communities, I know you're in about 10 communities all over Atlanta in a variety of price points. You know, what do you see with families? What are the hot amenities for in homes and in communities for families today?
Well, that's a good question. In fact, you know, a lot of what you see out there in today's market is, in terms of new homes, are neighborhoods that have been distressed that builders have come into. And so for us, the things that we try to focus on are not necessarily within the home, but outside of the home. And so, you know, everyone wants to know, how do they fit in and where do they fit in? And so we design things into our neighborhoods or look for neighborhoods that have existing amenities. In our coming soon neighborhood, Kendricks Ridge, we're going to go in and install the amenities ourselves. So that's a gated community that's going to have a swimming pool, a clubhouse, walking trails are big. Mm-hmm. And so we look for ways that people can access the community and use the sidewalk system and things like that to be able to get out and exercise and walk around the community. So we see that people are really looking for that community feel. And again, in a distressed market, that's an important thing, that they can feel secure that's going to be there for them long term.
Yeah, Scott, you've mentioned this flexibility thing a couple of times, and I'm just reflecting. You talked about building new homes, you've talked about finishing basements, you've talked about renovations, you've talked about amenities, you've talked about planning an entire community. I mean, that sounds like a lot to bite off for a small company. I mean, how do you keep up with all of that? A lot of different skill sets involved.
Well, there are, and that's a good point. You know, I think that for us, we have combined hundreds of years of experience in our office. The one benefit to the shrinking market is that we've been able to kind of skim the cream off the top, if you will, from an employee perspective. So for us, there's a lot of experience in that office that we can leverage to get that work done. And, you know, as you know, working smarter is typically better than working harder. And so we take all that experience together and try to use it to get the most out of everyone. So we really don't have silos or functionalities that we worry about trying to stay within. We will, anyone in the office can bring a piece of land in, for example, or a new floor plan, or look at a competitor and look at a best practice from a competitor, from an industry perspective. So, you know, we really try to leverage our experience in that.
Well, Scott, we're out of time. Before we let you go, share with the audience how they can get more information about all the homes that KM Homes is pushing.
The best way to do it is through the internet, of course, at www.kmhomes.com.
Scott Payne, VP of Sales and Marketing with KM Homes. It was a pleasure having you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That wraps our first segment. We'll be back with our next guest after today's Deal of the Day. Okay, time for the deal of the day. Carol, what have you got for us?
So today I have a deal that is in one of those hot, hot, hot areas of town, Crabapple. It is the Providence Group's community Crabapple Crossroads, and buyers who purchase move-in ready homes and close by December 31st will receive a $10,000 bonus.
Isn't that one of those neighborhoods you can walk to from anywhere and get to the restaurants and pubs?
Where is it located?
It's located in Milton. So yes, it's an extremely walkable area. It's in walking distance to Crabapple Historic District, and it's also in walking distance to the schools, which is very popular with the homeowners there.
I love that fact that some of these homes that are being developed in Metroland are more tightly compacted, and you can live your entire life in that little community. I love that about it.
Well, I think for so many people, you know, if you've got that commute, if you're working downtown and you've commuted back home to Milton, once you're home, you want to be home for the day. You don't want to have to get in the car and go drive to do dinner or to go anywhere, and it's great if you can just walk down the street and be at a restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, it took me an hour and a half to go 29 miles this morning. So the thought of exactly what you just said, Carol, being able to walk to someplace to grab a drink or dinner or whatever after work, really, really a lot of appeal.
Right. And you know, these homes are actually very, very affordable. They're priced in the high 300s, which is a tremendous value for the Milton area. They range from, you know, 3,000 to 3,400 square feet.
And right. It is a good deal for North Fulton. Wow.
Yep.
And this special is good till when?
This special is good on homes that close by December 31st.
Close by the 31st
close
of December.
By. Okay.
Not a whole lot of time left then. Time
That's
to go take a look.
Right. Find out more about Crabapple Crossroads by going online and visiting theprovidencegroup.com, or you can call the on-site agent at 770-900-9272.
Okay, great. And that is today's deal of the day. Okay, we're back with our next segment. I'm really pleased to welcome David Ellis, who is the Executive Director of the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association. Welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get into it, David, why don't you take a second and share with us a little bit about you, your background, and the work that you're doing for the HBA.
Well, great. My job, I'm the Executive Director of the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association. We're a local organization that works with the housing and construction industry. Our members are home builders, remodelers, people that work in any segment of the housing or construction industry. So there'll be people like surveyors and carpenters, and then as well as the folks that design the houses, people that work with and market the homes. So it's a rather diverse group, but we're kind of the chamber of commerce for the housing industry here in the greater Atlanta area.
So the housing market, I guess everyone, you know, everyone, they come up to you and they're like, oh, David, you're in the housing industry. Hasn't that been kind of bumpy the last few years? I know that you've got some of the latest statistics and the projections of where we're going. So you want to give our listeners a little bit of a synopsis of where we've been and where we're going?
Well, where we've been, it has been a challenging time for the housing industry. Just in 2006, we built over 60,000 new homes in Atlanta. Last year, we only built about 7,000 homes, and this year, it'll be about 8,000 homes. So we're already seeing the recovery as the numbers are coming back, but they're coming back slowly. The good thing for the Atlanta market, it still remains a very vibrant market where there's a lot of great values out there for people, and a lot of our builders are getting back into the game and building new homes and bringing new product to market, and we've seen a lot of adjustments in the products that they're bringing to market. So it's an interesting and exciting time in the housing industry.
David, why buy a house now?
Well, I'll tell you. First of all, there are great values out there. There's motivated sellers. There's great opportunities to get everything you wanted in that new home purchase. And, you know, frankly, right now the houses, the technology that's gone into the houses and the planning that's gone into the houses are so superior to homes that are on the existing market today. It's not only just a great time to buy because there's value, there's a great time to buy because the houses are better than ever.
Talk to me a little bit about this technology, because I'm in a house myself that is 19 years old now. Love the place. I've been there since it was new. It's way too big for me. So I'm looking to trade down, if
sure.
that makes sense. And the technology part of it's intriguing. I'd just like to hear a little bit more about that.
Well, some of it's just as simple as more plugs. Mm-hmm. You go into an older home, you walk in a room, and there'll maybe be one plug, and it's always in the wrong place. We're putting a lot more outlets in homes these days, just because consumers demand it. There's much more need for electronics. The houses have these structured wiring systems that go in and that are built in that create so many opportunities for integration of all the systems of the homes. And stuff that was kind of fantasy 10 years ago now is pretty much what we do in housing. Homes are being pre-wired with docking stations for your iPads and your iPods and all those crazy things you carry around in your pocket. They have actual places for those now, where instead of having to hang it off a mirror in your bathroom, builders are building those into homes.
So you've been to my house and saw this stuff. Yeah,
okay. those are things that make living in a home so much easier. Home organization is hot today.
Well, and there are systems where, from your cell phone, you can call and, turn the
oven
on and open the garage door or set your security system. And some of those, the way it comes now, it's so much more a part of what we do. 15 years ago, you could get stuff like that, and some of those systems are already terribly outdated. But what we're finding now is you had to have money and you had to really want it. And now builders can offer that, maybe not all the bells and whistles, but certainly a base packages that are pretty practical.
We know technology is hot. What are some of the other trends in the industry? I know Hanley Wood just gave a big update and talked about what it is that home buyers are looking for.
What's really interesting, home buyers, when asked and when they work, they're looking for a couple things. First of all, they're looking for smaller homes, but not so much just smaller, but more practically laid out for day-to-day life. They're getting away from formal dining rooms. They want bigger open rooms where they can live. And partly because families are living together. Multi-generational homes are really becoming a little more part of the scheme. Part of that's because of the downturn and, grandmother's moved in with the family or the family's moved in with grandma. And they want to have those kind of things. But they're also looking for greener homes. We're seeing a lot more of the energy efficient products going into homes now. Some of it mandated by code, but a lot of it people are saying, if I'm going to live here, I want to make sure I can contain the energy costs that I have in the house. So we're seeing a lot more of that, and consumers really demanding that stuff.
You talked a little bit about green and the environmental thing. The caricature, it's unfair, but the caricature of a builder is some good old boy that really doesn't care too much about all that. How do you go about training folks to understand the value and importance of providing that kind of green technology in a home?
In a recent survey by Hanley Wood, as a matter of fact, Carol mentioned it, they actually did the survey about 6 months ago. They surveyed about somewhere around 1,000 people that were in the buying process all over the country, and they asked them questions. Those people that were in the buying process, over 50% of them said they would spend $5,000 to $10,000 more on energy efficient things in their homes if it had a payback that was practical. So many of the things we can do for energy efficiency have great paybacks. Now, their payment may not be 1 year or 2 years, it may be 5 years. People are looking for that. And so what we've been telling builders, and what's really interesting when they were asked about green stuff, people really differentiated between green and energy efficient or indoor air quality. And what I mean by that is, if you said to them, hey, buy this countertop because it's made from, recycled Coke bottles and it'll save a whole acre of rainforest down in the Amazon, they're like, I'm not really sure I want to pay for that. But, buy this higher SEER heating and air system. We can get you a rebate from the state and federal government that covers about half the cost, but then your energy bill is going to be $40 to $50 less a month. They buy that every time.
Makes sense to me.
And so what we've been saying to builders, and I think builders are getting it, it's not a liability, but to be able to sit down with a homeowner at their kitchen table and say, let me show you how I can build you a better house. We have a green building program called Earthcraft. It's one of the top green building programs in the country. As a matter of fact, last year it was recognized as the top green building program in the country. So many of our builders, even during this slow time, that program continues to expand and impact. As a matter of fact, we're building Earthcraft houses all over the Southeast. We built over 1,000 of them last year in Virginia. And what we're seeing is consumer interest and demand. And again, if you'd asked me the same question 10 years ago when we started the program, most of the green building was related to folks who really wanted it. And now people are they just like the feel or to be able to say that. But nowadays people are really doing it because they know it's the right thing. They understand the savings and the long-term trajectory of the savings for them. And as well as a lot of people understand the idea of indoor air quality a lot better and what it means to their family and their health going forward. And having homes that address that are much more important to consumers than they were in the past.
Okay, we'll be back with HBA's David Ellis after this commercial break. An effective social media marketing strategy for your business goes well beyond a Facebook page. A comprehensive program that incorporates a well-built blog can expand the number of people that you reach by 25% or more. Get started today. Call M Relevance at 770-383-3360 or visit mrelevance.com. And we're back with David Ellis of HBA.
David, just before the break, you were talking about educating your members about green technology. What other kind of educational programs do you provide?
I'm glad you asked. We do all kinds of educational programs. Because our membership is so diverse, they look to us for a lot of different types of training. We do sales and marketing training. We teach them extensively about social media, how they can develop their marketing and sales approach to their company. We do a lot of safety training because that's important. We have to do the OSHA. Matter of fact, last week we did a 10-hour OSHA class so that these guys know how to be safe on their job sites. We do a lot of business management classes, just how you manage your business. And frankly, that's one of the things a lot of them are really interested in now. Before they were, when things were just blowing and going, they didn't focus so much on the details. Nowadays, they understand they have to have plans. They have to execute those plans. They have to have the right business systems. So we do a lot of training on that. If you were at my office today, we're doing a luncheon on the housing market today and what's going on and where it's going in the future. And so we've got all that kind of training that we do as well so they can understand and plan for the future of their businesses. We did a class recently on how to use Outlook, and I thought, who's going to show up for this? We had 15 people show up because they never have figured out how to use Outlook in their businesses. So we try to do all those things to try to make sure that they get everything they need to run their business and to maintain their business and to grow their business.
There are lots of foreclosures on the market today in Atlanta. Can you tell us, I know one of the big pushes from the Home Builders Association has been to buy new. What are the benefits of buying new and what are the reasons that somebody would buy new today versus buying used or resell?
Well, and let me address that in a different way, but to answer your question still, there are a lot of foreclosures in the market, and they can be a great opportunity for some people to get a really great deal on a home. But there also is enormous risk in that purchase. And it's just one of those things people need to be aware of. Those homes are sold without warranty. They're sold oftentimes without any sort of warranty that is extended on the life of the home. Many of those homes have been sadly been poorly maintained as a result of the fact that the person, if they can't make their mortgage payment, chances are they aren't doing other things to maintain the systems of the home. And foreclosed homes, again, create some great opportunities, but also some great risk. You can get a really great deal that doesn't work. Kind of like you buy a car and if you get a great deal, but it turns out to be a lemon, you didn't get a deal at all. As far as relating that to new home construction, you get all kinds of extra things that come with it. The new codes, for instance, began mandating just in the last year that every new home built in the state of Georgia has to have a blower door test and a duct blaster test. What that means, they go in, they check the main systems of your home that keep it energy efficient and keep all the heating and air systems working properly. That hasn't been done before. So if you have a leaky ductwork in your attic, you're hundreds and hundreds of dollars are leaking out of your home every year. If you buy a new home in Georgia today, it doesn't. So there's just little things like that, and then they all build up into a lot of big things that create great opportunities in new homes. Again, the other thing that people like about buying new is that it's new, and they get to pick the colors. They get to pick a floor plan that meets the exact needs of their family. So there's great opportunities there. I'll be the first to tell you, there's some great opportunities in the existing home market, and there's nothing wrong with buying an existing home. Quite frankly, in the market we're in, we need people to buy up these foreclosed homes. Eliminate that in the market and so that we can get back to a more normal market status. There's always, again, as a person who promotes new home construction, there's great value in buying a new home for the long run for your family.
David, when you said duct blaster test, I just have to ask about government regulations, interventions, government friend or foe. What kind of programs do you have in place? How do you work with that on behalf of your members?
We try to work closely with the local governments and help them understand what this energy code increases for here in Georgia. We looked at those and we said, you know what? In the long run, that's better for the industry. We should be building more energy efficient homes. But at the same time, there was a cost related to it. And we had to mitigate that. Now, it turns out we work with the industry and folks to do those simple tests on your homes. Now, it's probably $250 for a builder. In doing those tests, and if they're doing those things right, it's going to save the homeowner thousands and thousands of dollars over the long run of their home. So a good trade-off, and again, it adds great value to a home. But there's other things that government does from time to time that doesn't make any sense. And we're there to point those things out too and to help them understand. Because a lot of times they'll mandate things, and when they find out what the cost is, they go, oh, we didn't mean to do that. And again, we want to make the homes as safe and efficient as they can possibly be, but at the same time, practical. Because I grew up in the industry in Florida where we have a terrible, opportunity to be hit by hurricanes. And there were times when the government mandated, matter of fact, I'll tell you a quick story about it. they did it. They made the windows so strong that they had to be able. They put a cannon with a 2x4 in it and shot it into the window, and the window couldn't shatter. I watched the test. I watched a video of the test where they did that. The window held. They moved the cannon over 3 feet and shot the 2x4 straight through the wall. The window had
so
become
the window's still there.
Government mandated that, and it was one of the ways we showed that, you know, again, we can't prevent everything. We could build these little, you know, wind protective igloos that everybody would be safe in, but nobody would want to live in or buy. So there's a real balancing act with government. We try to obviously, again, do the best to represent our peers in the industry, and at the same time, you know, make sure what we do is practical in the long run for the consumer as well as for the home builder.
So a lot of what you're doing on the political arena is really balancing the cost to not just the builder, but the homeowner, because those costs get passed on, you know, versus the reward of that improvement or whatever their suggestion is.
Exactly. And so, and then, of course, we spend a lot of our time not only just building, working on the products and those types of things, but also how the builders work in the zoning processes and in the permitting processes. And a lot of times the government will come up with ideas that sound practical to them, but in reality or in their real function, they don't. We try to point those things out as well, and have had great success over the years helping try to create an orderly and fair process for the builders to go through.
Well, David, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, share with the audience how they can get more information about the work that the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association is doing.
The best way probably to do that is to go to our website at atlantahomebuilders.com. And again, it's atlantahomebuilders.com. There's a lot of good information there about what the association's doing, the classes we teach, the programs we're doing, information on ways, of course, if you're out there and you're not a member of the association and you're in the greater Atlanta area, there's ways you can join right there online as well. And there's also information on our staff and how you can contact us directly about ways we can help.
David Ellis, Executive Director of the HBA. It was a pleasure having you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, David.
And that wraps today's show. We'll be back next week with another edition of Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio.